2025 will be the year of reckoning for American women. If you remember, it was the year 2008 when the dating applications rose to a state-level institutional power in the West, especially in America. And again, women hit the wall usually 34, 35 years old. So I figured it'd, you know, take about 17 years. You know, you got girls on there at the age of 18. They are swimming in Chad's CC for, you know, the next 17 years until she's 34, 35 when she's hit the wall. And I believe 2025 will be the year of reckoning for the American female. That will be the year that her great season of sin comes to an end, where this great demonic delusion that American women have entertained for so long now will come to the forefront. Again, that's not to say that, you know, the dating application horror will end, but the social failure, the sexual failure of the American female over the past generation will be made manifest. There will be so many lonely, miserable, hopeless women. There will no doubt be some kind of, they will have to do something. The technocracy will have to do something either to hide their agenda or to reveal it to the masses. Possibly the sex robot will come out at that time, who knows. But at least on the shelves and, you know, for average people to enjoy. 2025, the year of reckoning for the American female from 18 to 35, from 2008 to 2025, the great season of sin, the female gender relished in America, will be fully exposed. The harvest will have come in the lives of countless millions of women. Their sexual failure, their loneliness, their failure to get Chad to commit, will be fully exposed to the world. That's my prediction, the year 2025. Go to my platform website, southernprotestant.com. Go to the About page for an introduction to this platform. Go to my blog, Southern Israelite at WordPress. Hit that donation link in the description. We look greatly toward the day. We are encouraged to see the end of the American thought, and we will mock and jeer at her calamity. So then, as light signing off.